Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
How are you today, Lou?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Just got back from the Boundary Waters and loved every minute.
I heard you today. It sounds like you had a fabulous time.
Always. Get me in the wilderness. That's my happy place. And our team, they saw a moose. I missed it. I only came upon moose tracks and bear tracks, but they literally captured a picture of a moose. And boy, that's a good day.
Enormous.
Yeah.
They are enormous.
Yeah, they
and
really
not
are.
Very friendly.
No. I was good with just walking on the beach where, you know, I followed the tracks from that morning. I thought, we'll just keep them where they are. Lots of questions coming in for you. I have a newly poured concrete patio and leaves are staining the patio. I'm also getting what looks like mold in the relief cracks. What can I use to stop the concrete from staining, and what can I use to seal the small crack between the house foundation and new concrete patio?
So what I would try with the staining is a product called Wet and Forget, and it is a product that you can put on the end of a garden hose, and you would spray it on, and it's a solution that will kill any of the organic material and should remove all the staining and clean it up, working with Mother Nature, like the rain and the wind, and it'll clear up probably in a couple of weeks. Once it's nice and clean, you may want to consider sealing that concrete with a product called Bone Dry Concrete Sealer. And as far as sealing the gap between the foundation and the concrete, there is a concrete caulking that actually has an aggregate in it called slab, S-L-A-B, that comes in a gray color that does a really nice job.
Nice. I took notes on that. I needed answers like that. So bone dry concrete sealer and slab. And slab is like a caulk? Is that kind of, or do I have to mix it up?
It's a caulk. It comes in a caulk tube, but it's called slab.
Perfect. Let me see, Lou. Question. Does a surge protector / power strip have a life expectancy? Mine are all UL certified and over 10 years old. I was wondering if they should be replaced.
You know, they do have a life expectancy, because the thing is, when they're operating, they are most likely protecting you from surges you don't even know about. In other words, it may not blow the circuit. They typically have an internal circuit, but most manufacturers will tell you that they have a life expectancy. You're definitely over 10 years, you're over that. I want to say they're typically 5 years, but it depends on the type that you buy. So it's not a bad idea to change those out. My father-in-law has an internet, cellular internet service. And when the power went out, there must have been a surge and it blew that unit, and he had it plugged right into the wall. So you do have to be mindful of it.
Okay. How do those cellular internet services, do you find that, does that work well for him? I've always wondered about that.
Well, you know, it's funny. He has it, and we have it in one of our houses, and it works great. He has the Verizon version. I have the T-Mobile version. And the really nice thing about those is you just plug them in. There's no wiring. And, you know, a lot of people talk about, oh, you need gig speed and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, when you really look at the amount of speed that you need, I interviewed somebody on the show a few weeks ago. The gig speed is really more of a marketing thing. You know, if you're a business, sure.
Right.
You in your house watching TV and having devices on there, you're never even close to needing that kind of speed. And these 5G cellular systems work pretty well.
Oh, good. Here comes another one, Lou. I have glass block windows in the basement that are leaking. Who do I call?
You know, a leak like that would be probably a permaseal that could probably take a look at that. They don't replace glass block anymore, but they may be able to seal up the leaking. If the windows are found to be deficient, then there is a company out of Niles, been around for a very long time, called Imperial Glass Block. and they manufacture and install new glass block windows.
And last question, Lou, what is the best epoxy to use for attaching a ceramic sink to a granite countertop?
You don't want to use an epoxy. You want to mechanically attach it. There'll be clips underneath there, and you want to use a sealant, like an adhesive caulk, just so it seals it from water getting up there. And kind of the industry standard is a product called Poly Seam Seal, which my good friend Mike always liked using because it sort of smells like bananas when it's wet.
Yeah, considering what some of that stuff smells like, I'll go with bananas. That's not.
Yeah.
All right, Lou, thanks so much for joining us. What's on the show this weekend?
I'm working on, I haven't got confirmation, but you know all these shipping containers that they put on these ships and they're building stuff left and right out of those things. Someday I would love to build a house out of one, but there's a company that makes swimming pools out of shipping containers, and they just drop them off in your backyard with a set of stairs, and they can even partially put them into the ground, and I want to learn more about that tomorrow.
Holy smokes, me
on Saturday.
Me too, because we've got the land. I want a pool like that. That sounds fun.
It's so cool. Right,
yeah.
It's so cool.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.